6,000 years ago, Chinese craftsmen started producing ceremonial jade and stone objects polished to a remarkably high finish. So high, they raised the question for Peter Liu, what were they using to achieve such perfectly flat surfaces? Peter Liu is a graduate student in physics at Harvard, and his paper in the current issue of the journal Archaeometry concludes that they were probably using minerals that we've assumed were not harnessed to such tasks until thousands of years later and thousands of miles to the west. Peter Liu joins us from Cambridge, Massachusetts. And Peter Liu, first, the ceremonial axes that you studied, what were they made of and how were they polished?
The axes that we studied were made up of a rock with several components, but the major component, starting at about 4,000 BC, was sapphire. And so we see for about 1,500 years they were making stone axes out of sapphire, which is the second hardest mineral available on the planet. At about 2,500 BC, they started polishing those axes to a mirror-like finish, and we believe they were polishing them with diamond, the hardest known substance.
That would throw off our understanding of when people started using diamonds to polish things?
Yes. So we believe that diamonds first came from India, but our evidence around the time of Christ is primarily textual. What we've done here is done an experiment using physics ideas and techniques to present physical evidence that they were using both diamond and sapphire much, much earlier than we had previously thought.
How significant is this in terms of our understanding of the development of technology? Does it rewrite the history of ancient China, say?
I think it definitely rewrites the history of ancient China from a technological standpoint. In order to achieve this type of smooth surface with the diamond polishing, one would have to separate and process diamond abrasives to the point of sorting them when they're far smaller than a thousandth of a millimeter. You can't see that. So somehow, in the Stone Age, in the Neolithic, in prehistoric times, they were able to sort particles that were less than a millionth of a meter across.
Peter, I want you to describe what you did in the way of testing bits of these axes from China to come to the conclusion that, in fact, diamonds were used to polish them.
So I got a sample of one of these axes, and I was able to cut it up and repolish the inside with modern abrasives. And I chose three, one for the diamond to test out that possibility, two, other sapphire, and then three, ordinary quartz or beach sand, which had been the prevailing wisdom that this is what they had to use because it was everywhere. So I repolished these three slices from the inside and then mapped the surfaces using an atomic force microscope, which basically gives you a topographic map of the surface. The sample is composed of small grains of sapphire surrounded by a much softer material. So it turns out that the quartz basically just wore away the softer material, leaving little hills of sapphire, if you will. Whereas polishing with other sapphire, the grains came in and just beat up the surface, and there was lots of fracturing and cracking, and it left a very rough surface. Whereas the diamond is so much harder than everything that it just cut through and leveled the surface down to flatness comparable to a modern silicon wafer that we would use in making electronics today.
So you concluded that the degree of flatness that somebody had achieved back in China thousands of years ago was comparable only to the degree of flatness you could achieve using the diamond.
Exactly. At some level, one could say these are Neolithic nanotechnologists. We are using modern polishing technology and modern industrial-grade diamonds, and this is the same level of flatness that you would be able to achieve with diamond polishing, even on a much softer material like silicon.
Well, Peter Liu, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Peter Liu is a physics graduate student at Harvard. You can see photos of the highly polished axes he examined at our website, npr.org.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.